there is cheese, and on the other there's this, we call it in our movement cheese water, or it's called whey in English.
Sudik.
Yes.
Kad pravite sir od mleka, onda stavite sok od limuna u vrelo mleko, u kipuće mleko, i onda se odvoji sira i surutka.
So some people become cheese and some surut, or what is it?
Surutka.
Surutka, yes.
Neki ljudi postanu sira, a drugi surutka.
Yes. To je prirodni, that's natural. Yes. Now, how should a devotee deal with this phenomena?
Kako se bhakta odnosi prema toj pojavi?
There is a mature reaction and an immature reaction one can take.
Može reagovati zrelo i nezrelo.
The immature reaction is that one becomes very much insecure by this.
Nezrela reakcija je da zbog toga osoba postane vrlo nesigurna.
And as a result, begins to either hate the outside world or hate himself.
I rezultat toga je da ili počne da mrzi spoljašnji svet ili mrzi sebe.
Or the devotees that you have made me so different, and now I'm in trouble with everyone.
Ili počne da mrzi bakte, vi ste me učinili tako različitim i sada sam u nevolji, sada sa svima imam problema.
On the one side, an immature devotee can think, oh, this world is, you know, everyone who is not in ISKCON or not in the Hare Krishna movement is just a foolish demon.
Na drugoj strani, nezreli bhakta može misliti kogod nije u ISKCONu je budalasti demon.
And he starts meditating about the karmi world.
I počne da meditira na karmi svet.
Oh, the movies which the non-devotees see, they are totally bad.
Filmovi koji abhakte gledaju su potpuno loši.
The music which they hear is the music of the devil.
Muzika koju sluša je muzika džavola.
And in this way, an immature devotee will develop a very negative attitude towards the material world, always condemning it in its different aspects.
Na taj način, bezreli bhakta će razviti vrlo negativan stav prema materijalnom svetu, uvek ga osuđujući sve njegove različite aspekte.
Such an immature devotee condemns the world, but has the world still in his mind.
Takav nezreli bhakta osuđuje materijalni svet, ali on je još uvijek u njegovom umu.
Because he always thinks about this material world.
Jer još uvijek, jer stalno misli na taj materijalni svet.
About the karmis.
Na karmije.
And their impure habits.
I njihove nečiste navike.
And etc. It is an immature reaction because he has not really freed himself from Maya. He just thinks about Maya in a negative way.
To je nezrela reakcija, još nije se oslobodio od Maje i misli na Maju na negativan način.
He has not divorced himself from Maya.
Nije se razveo od Maje.
A little while ago, my uncle, I want to give an example. A little while ago, my uncle divorced his wife.
Pre nešto vremena, moj ujak se razveo od neke svoje žene.
Yes. And the judge decided that they should split up the wealth. Half would go to the eunuch and the other to the aunt.
Sudija odlučio da podele bogatstvo, imanje, posjed koje imaju na pola, da pola ide u ujaku, pola u ini.
And the uncle was, so to say, empowered by the law to make the sales.
A zakon je opunomoćio ujaka da te, da prodaje stvari.
So he bought, he sold his car, which was a very expensive car, for 2 marks 50 pfennigs.
Svoj vrlo skupi auto je prodao za 2,5 marke.
Because in this way his divorced wife would get 1 mark and 25 pfennigs instead of maybe 20,000 German marks.
Na taj način žena od koje se razvoja dobit će 1 marku i 25 pfeninga umjesto da dobije recimo 20,000 maraka.
And he was trying to, he wanted to sell his house for 20 marks.
Htio da proda svoju kuću za 20 maraka.
It's a few million marks worth.
A ona vredi nekoliko miliona maraka.
You can see, he only thinks about his wife.
Vidite, on samo misli na svoju ženu.
This wife, my former wife, should not be able to enjoy, therefore,
njegova,
she gets as little as possible.
Bivša žena treba da dobije što manje i da ne može da uživa.
He does not care that he harms his own interests.
On ne mari za to što i svoje lične interese na taj način gubi.
Because he is still wife-centered.
Jer još uvijek mu je žena u centru.
In a negative way.
Na negativan način.
He has not divorced his wife, really.
Nije se razveo tvoje žene,
zaista. He is not free.
Nije slobodan.
She is sitting in his most valuable apartment room, that is his own heart.
Ona sedi u najdražoj sobi njegovog stana, a to je njegovo srce.
So a devotee who thinks negatively about the world is in a similar situation.
Bhakta koji misli negativno o svetu je u sličnoj situaciji.
He is only concerned really with a thing which he wants to give up.
On jedino razmišlja o stvari koju želi da ostavi.
And the reason why he is like this is because the world has managed to arise a very, very deep emotion in him, which is very much connected to love. It's called hatred.
I razlog tome što je svet uspeo da probudi vrlo, vrlo duboku emociju u njemu, intenzivnu emociju koja je jako povezana sa ljubavlju, a zove se mržnja.
Love and hatred are two sides of the same thing, which is called attachment.
Ljubav i mržnja su dve strane iste stvari koja se zove vezanost.
Yes, vezanost. Na vezanost. So, now when the outside world reacts negatively towards a devotee, as I said, there could be two reactions. One is an immature reaction, that is, you hate the world.
Postoji, odnosno na spoljašnji svet, postoji dve vrste reakcija. Jedna je negativna, što znači da ga mrzite.
And the other is a mature reaction.
A druga je zrela reakcija.
Which is based on very deep spiritual convictions.
Koja se zasniva na vrlo dubokim duhovnim uverenjima.
A devotee who is making advancement in his spiritual life, he will try to see Krishna everywhere in everything.
Bhakta koji pokušava da napreduje u duhovnom životu, on će pokušati da vidi Krishnu svuda u svemu.
Like Prabhupada, he says, he realizes the material world to be a perverted reflection of spiritual variegatedness and realizes that in everything there is a relationship with the Supreme Lord Krishna. That's in the purport, in the first paragraph, Akura.
Srila Prabhupada kaže da spoznaje da je materijalni svet iskriveni odraz duhovne raznolikosti i da je sve povezano sa svevišnjim gospodinom Krishnom.
Yes, in everything there is a relationship with the Supreme Lord Krishna. Yes. Mm-hmm. So, someone who can go through this world and see the world as connected to Krishna is not really disturbed by it.
Neko ko može ići kroz ovaj svet i vidjeti da je svet povezan s Krišnom, on nije uznemiren sa ovim svetom.
Even if he sees someone who acts in an adverse way.
Čak ako vidi nekog ko deluje na jedan protivan način, na prijateljski način.
He can understand that yes. To je to.
On može shvatiti, to je to.
Yes, he is not totally amazed.
Nije zapanjen.
For instance, at the present moment, our ISKCON movement is not always correctly understood by the outside media.
Na primjer, naš ISKCON pokret sada nije uvek ispravno shvaćen od medija.
Some of the newspapers write that we eat little children. They do not know that we are strict vegetarians.
Neke novine pišu da jedemo malo decu i ne znaju da smo strogi vegetarijanci.
At least in Germany 20 years ago they sometimes wrote this. It was very interesting to learn all these things.
U Nemačkoj pre 20 godina su pisali takve stvari i bilo je zanimljivo čuti takve stvari.
Yeah. But the devotee knows. Well, they are so much engrossed in material life that they really have no understanding for spiritual life.
Bhakta zna, oni su tako obuzeti materijalnim životom da nemaju razumevanje za duhovni život.
They are very poor in spiritual understanding.
Oni su vrlo slabi, jadni u tom duhovnom razumevanju.
And it is very, it's a symptom of someone who is very poor that he just reacts very angry towards whatever is different.
Simptom nekoga ko je vrlo siromašan u tom razumevanju je da se ljuti na sve što je različito.
Prabhupada once said, when the materialists are against you, it's a sign that you are bona fide.
Prabhupada je jednom rekao, ako su materialisti protiv vas, to je znak da ste verodostojni.
Bona fide. Very good. Of course, as a movement, we have to set things right, and we have our Pandu Prabhu, who is in charge of that media department. It is very important to make good relationships while in the world.
Naravno, kao pokret trebamo stvari postaviti na pravi način i naš Pandu Prabhu je zadužen za odnose sa medijima, za predstavljanje spoljašnjem svetu.
But a real devotee is not really made insecure when he sees that materialists just can't understand the movement.
Pravi bhakta se ne osjeća nesigurnim kada vidi da materialisti ne mogu da shvate pokret.
There is a very, very interesting example of this in the Srimad Bhagavatam when the great Svetas or saint Bharat Maharaj was totally blasphemed by the king Rahugana.
Postoji divan primjer u Srimad Bhagavatam u vezi s tim, kada veliki svetac Jada Bharata, njega je kralj Rahugana jako vređao.
The conflict which you will hear now will most probably remind you of your own conflicts which you had in the past with non-devotees, maybe even family members or the press.
Konflikt o kome ćete sada čuti će vas vjerojatno podsjetiti na konflikte koje ste imali sa vašim članovima porodice ili sa abaktama ili sa čak sa štampom.
Maharaj Rahugana was a king and he was riding on a palanquin which needed 4 carriers in order to just remain in balance.
Maharaj Rahugana je bio kralj koji se vozio na nosilci i bilo je potrebno 4 čovjeka da bi ona bila uravnoteži.
And when one of his carriers was bitten by a scorpion and could not continue his work, they took Bharat Maharaj, a self-realized soul, to replace that carrier.
Kada jednog nosača uvela škorpija, on više nije mogao nositi i onda su njegovi pratioci uhvatili jednu samo spoznatu dušu da nosi.
Everything was normal until some ants crossed the path of the king and Maharaj Bharata, you know, who saw the ants also as part and parcels of Krishna, just like the king didn't want to step on them.
Sve je bilo normalno i taj čovjek koga su doveli je nosio nosiljku, ali kada su naišli na mrave, on je video njih isto kao doliče Krišne i nije hteo da ih nagazi.
So naturally he jumped to avoid the ants, and that caused a serious problem for Rahugana, who was going back and forth like on a ship in the midst of a stormy ocean.
On je onda preskočio mrave i to je stvorilo velike probleme kralju nosilci, koji je počeo da se drma kao da je na brodu koji je u oluji.
And obviously the king couldn't understand why is this fool jumping and back and forth. He didn't have the same vision that here are ants who are also part and parcels of Krishna, in essence just like me, souls just like me.
Očito je da kralj nije mogao da shvati zašto ova budala skače i drma njegovu nosiljku. On nije imao tu viziju da ovi mravi su isto delići Krišna i da su duše kao i ja.
And he said, you are so strong.
I mi je rekao, ti si tako snažan.
And you are so fat.
I tako si debel.
And still you just go like a weak person.
I ipak hodaš kao slabić.
What would you say if someone would say you are so fat?
Šta biste rekli ako bi vam neko rekao ti si tako debel?
It would hurt maybe the lajnani.
To bi možda povredilo lažni ja.
So but listen to what Maharaj Bharata answered.
Slušajte šta je Maharaj Bharata odgovorio.
You said I'm fat.
Ti si rekao da sam debel.
But these words are befitting a person who does not know the distinction between the body and the soul.
Te reči su dostojne osobe koja ne razlikuje telo i dušu.
The body may be fat or thin, but no learned man would say such a thing of the spirit soul. You are not learned.
Telo može biti debelo ili mršavo, ali nijedan učen čovjek neće tako nešto reći za duhovnu dušu. To nisi učen.
And then he said, and you are thinking that you are the king and master and I'm your servant and I should follow your orders.
Ti misliš da si ti kralj i gospodar, da sam ja tvoj sluga i da trebam da sledim tvoje naredbe.
But you are totally incorrect.
Ali ti si potpuno potpuno nisi u pravu.
You are not the master and I am not your servant.
Ti nisi gospodar, ja nisam tvoj sluga.
We are eternal souls.
Mi smo večne duše.
Why are you saying this? You don't know this?
Ti to ne znaš?
Can you see? He had such deep spiritual conviction.
Imao je tako duboko duhovno uverenje.
And he understood from this deep spiritual conviction why this person acted like his enemy.
I on je kroz to svoje duboko duhovno razumevanje shvatio zašto ta osoba deluje kao njegov neprijatelj.
He was happy that he was not in such ignorance.
On je bio srećan da on nije bio u takvom neznanju.
But he tried to help that king.
Ali pokušao da pomogne tom kralju.
And tried to also be forgiving with him.
I da mu oprosti.
Yes. A devotee should, in other words, not become full of hatred if others who don't have a spiritual perspective become just so, how do you say, misjudge him. They have to do it.
Bhakta ne treba biti ispunjen mržnjom ako drugi koji nemaju duhovno viđenje loše deluju i da na taj način pogrešno sudi o njima.
It's natural.
To je prirodno.
Once there was a devotee and he was chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra with deep spiritual emotions early in the morning.
Bio je jedan bhakta koji je mantra Hare Krishna mantru sa dubokim duhovnim emocijama rano ujutro.
He was sitting in a ditch.
Sedio je u jednoj rupi.
At that moment a drunken man passed by.
Tada je prošao tu u blizini pijanica.
And the drunken man saw that devotee and thought, oh brother, you have drunken too much.
Taj pijanica je video baktu i rekao, o brate, ti si previše popio.
That's why you have fallen into the ditch.
Zato si upao u ripu.
Should I help you?
Da ti pomognem.
Let's stumble into our beds, you know.
Ajde da idemo u svoje krevete da spavamo.
Then a thief came by.
Onda je lopov prošao.
And he thought, just like he had stolen the whole night, that this person in the ditch had also stolen the whole night and was so tired that he had fallen into the ditch.
On je pomislio kao što je lopov je pomislio kao što je on krao celu noć, da je ta osoba koja je u rupi krala celu noć i da je zbog umora pala u rupu.
And then he said, brother, can I help you? Soon the police will come. It's soon getting bright in the sky.
Brati, mogu li ti pomoći, rekao je lopov, uskoro će doći policija i razdanjuje se.
Finally a devotee came.
Konačno je bakta došao.
And he saw, the devotee was chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, so much immersed in the nectar of the holy name. The devotee just felt so happy to see such an ecstatic Vaishnava and just sat next to him in the ditch and also started to chant to get into the mood.
Bhakta je video kako sa velikim emocijama je taj bhakta mantrao i onda je bio jako inspirisan i sad do njega i on je pokušao to raspoloženje da prihvati.
As they say in America, it takes one to know one.
Kao što u Americi kažu, potreban je jedan da bi upoznao jednog.
Does this make sense in Serbian language? It takes one to know one.
Da li ima smisla to na srpskom? Potreban je jedan.
Yeah, that's
Da bi upoznao jednog.
So it means also that the non-devotees can't see the glories of spiritual life and of the decision to surrender to Krishna.
To znači da abhakte ne mogu vidjeti slave duhovnog života ili odluke da se predamo Krishni.
So develop deep spiritual understandings and look with deep spiritual understandings into the world, and then you won't become disturbed by the non-devotees any longer.
Razvijte duboko duhovno razumevanje i gledajte na svet sa dubokim duhovnim razumevanjem i onda vas abhakte neće nikada uznemiravati.
Yes. Now, but you must be very careful when you have association with non-devotees.
Ali morate biti jako pažljivi kada se družite sa abhaktama.
In association, something very valuable takes place.
U prilikom druženja nešto vrlo vredno se događa.
And something very dangerous.
I nešto vrlo opasno.
Without knowing it, you can make great spiritual advancement by having association with devotees, and you can make very, very great spiritual, you can almost become spiritually bankrupt by having non-devotee association.
Družiti se sa naprednim baktama možete čak i neprimetivši jako duhovno napredovati, a družiti se sa abaktama možete čak duhovno bankrotirati.
Now let me ask you a question. What do you consider the most important principle in association?
Da vas pitam jedno pitanje. Šta mislite da je najvažniji princip u druženju? Šta mislite da je najvažniji princip u druženju?
It's a difficult question, I know.
To je teško pitanje. Ja znam.
Let us think a little. When we are together with people, what happens?
Razmislite kada ste zajedno sa ljudima, šta se događa?
You wanted to give an answer to another question. What is the most important principle?
Želio si dati na prvo pitanje odgovor?
Yes.
Reci.
Mm.
da čovjek treba osjetiti da smo zainteresovani za njega, za njegove potrebe.
When, in other words, when that interest is there, when the other feels an interest is there, then the association can happen very nicely.
Kad druga osoba osjeti da postoji interes, onda to druženje može se lepo odvijati.
So interest, you say, is the most important principle in association.
Ti si rekao da je interes,
interest in the other.
Interesovanje za drugu osobu najvažniji princip u druženju.
That's a very interesting answer, which I also think is very good. Do you have any other ideas about this?
To je vrlo interesantan odgovor. Da li imate druge ideje neke?
When we are affectionate,
kada smo naklonjeni nekome,
then association is takes on a very nice dimension.
Onda druženje ima lepu dimenziju. When we have respect for the other.
When we have respect for the other.
When we love others, we see good qualities in the others. We don't hurt others.
Kada volimo druge, kada vidimo dobre kvalitete u drugima i kada ih barem ne povredimo. Kada im verujemo.
When we trust in others. Then association takes place.
Onda se dolazi do druženja. Samo glasno te svi čuje.
Yeah, you have given very deep answers, and I feel the answer which I want to give is touched by almost all of you.
Dali ste vrlo duboke odgovore i mislim da odgovor koji ja želim dati ste svi vi dodirnuli.
But still it will be different than all of the answers which you have given.
Ali ipak će biti drugačiji od svih odgovora koje ste vi dali.
Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that the most important principle in association is to open one's heart to the other.
Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur kaže da najvažniji princip u druženju je otvoriti svoje srce drugome.
In other words, I can be in theory together with people, but not open my heart to them, and then I will not become influenced in a positive or negative way by them.
Drugim rečima, ja u teoriji mogu biti zajedno s drugima, ali niti na pozitivan niti na negativan način biti pod njihovim utjecajem.
But if I open my heart, it means if I trust them, for instance, that was said by one of you, then I will be deeply impressed by the others.
Ako otvorim svoje srce, na primjer, ako verujem nekome, ako imam poverenje, onda će ta osoba ostaviti utisak na mene duboko.
As an older devotee in our movement, I'm very much conscious about it, that when I go to temples and there are devotees who like to hear from me, I must be extremely careful. It's a very responsible position to speak, because many of the devotees, they trust automatically anyone who sits in the lecture position as a lecturer.
Kao stari bakta idem u mnogo hramova i svjestan sam da imam veliku odgovornost, jer neki bakte slušaju na što govorim, odnosno pažljivo slušaju, i onda oni smatraju da svako ko daje lekciju da vrlo ozbiljno shvate to što oni govore.
So association with non-devotees is really only dangerous at that point where you begin to open your heart to them.
Druženje sa abaktama postaje opasno kada počnete otvarati srce njima.
Otherwise you will not be impressed and also not harmed by non-devotee association.
Inače oni neće ostaviti na vas utisak ili uticati na vas ili vas oštetiti.
Open the heart to non-devotees happens, however, very easy. For instance, when you see non-devotee films which are maybe which have a romantic note to them, and where sympathetic people appear, and sympathetic life stories are taken place, but you will imperceptibly, when you open your heart, imbibe values and principles which are just materialistic.
Otvaranje srca materijalistima se može dogoditi, na primjer, kada gledate njihove filmove, i onda neke osobe su vam simpatične, nekakve životne priče su vam simpatične, i na taj način upijate njihove vrednosti i principe njihovog života.
You have to be very, very careful.
Morate biti vrlo pažljivi.
So that you are not impressed by the non-devotee world.
Tako da na vas ne ostavlja utisak da niste impresionirani svetom ava akta.
Either positively or negatively.
Bilo pozitivno ili negativno.
I want to end my lecture this evening by telling you a very instructive story which is also extremely humorous.
Želim završiti večerašnju lekciju ispričavši vam vrlo poučnu priču koja je vrlo humoristična.
Who of you have heard has heard about Narada Muni?
Ko od vas je čuo za Narada Munija?
Oh, so really many of you. Once Narada Muni came to a town to he wanted to deliver a discourse at the court of a king.
Jednom je Narada Muni došao u jedan grad i hteo je na dvoru kralja da održi govor.
And when he went into the court, he saw there were so many people, you can't believe it.
I na dvoru je video toliko mnogo ljudi da ne možete verovati.
It seemed that the whole town was preparing for a huge festival.
Izgledalo je da celi grad se priprema za veliki festival.
Narada Muni asked the king, what is the festival about?
Narada Muni je pitao, o čemu je festival?
And the king said, oh, you don't know? My eldest daughter is going to have a svayamvara tomorrow.
Kralj je rekao, o, ti ne znaš, moja najstarija kćerka će imati sutra svayamvaru.
Do you know what is a svayamvara?
Znate šta je to svayamvara?
There are different types of svayamvaras. This was the type where all the kings who wanted to marry that particular princess would come and sit down in a row.
Ima različitih vrsta svayamvare. Ovo je bila vrsta gde bi različiti kraljevi došli koji su želi da se ožene s tom princezom i seli u jedan red.
And then the princess would come and go through these rows of princes to choose her future husband from them.
I onda bi princeza došla i od svih njih izabrala svog budućeg muža.
Yes, you know, she would walk through the men and each man was announced to her.
Ona bi došla do određenog čovjeka i svaki čovjek je bio predstavljen.
For instance, this is the prince of such and such kingdom.
Na primjer, ovo je princ iz tog i tog kraljevstva.
So then she would become fascinated maybe by someone, and maybe she had already someone in mind, and say and would give him the garland, and that was the new mush.
Ona bi s nekim postala fascinirana ili je već imala nekog na umu i onda bi mu dala venac i to je bio znak da je to novi muž.
Oh, said Narada Muni, svayamvara, but that's nothing for a celibate monk. I will go this evening.
Narada Muni je rekao, svayamvara, ceremonija, ali to nije za monaha koji je u celibatu, stoga će večeras otići.
But the king just said, can't you stay at such an important event in our family? We would like you, Narada Muni, to bless the whole event.
Kralj je rekao, zar ne možeš ostati, ovo je tako povoljan događaj našoj porodici, zar ne možeš da ostaneš da blagosloviš celi događaj?
So Narada Muni was unsure, but at that moment the princess was coming down the you know, if this is the hall, she was coming down the stairways, and Narada Muni saw her, and she was so beautiful, really so extraordinary fine features she had in the face, that believe it or not, he fell in love with her.
Oh
yeah.
Ona je silazila ni stepenice i Narada Muni je video i ona je bila toliko lepa da se on zaljubio u nju.
And he decided to take part in the Svayamvara.
Odlučio je da se takmiči za muža.
But you know, he wanted to make sure that he had good chances, so he went to Ramachandra and said, my dear Lord, please give me the best face.
On je htio da osigura da će imati dobre šanse i onda je otišao Ramachandri i rekao, dragi moj gospodine, molim te, daj mi najljepše lice.
Please give me your favorite face.
Daj mi tvoje najomiljenije lice.
Ramachandra said, "It's a very extraordinary request. What is the purpose, if I may ask? Why do you need a new face?"
Ramachandra rekao, "Pa to je vrlo neobičan zahtev, neobična molba. Zašto ti treba takvo lice? Zašto ti treba novo lice uopšte?"
And Narada Muni explained.
Narada Muni objasnio.
And Ramachandra saw, "Wow, this association with non-devotees, or." This association with this materialistic king and his, had a very negative influence on Narada Muni's vow of celibacy.
Ramachandra je onda zaključio druženje Narada Munija s ovim materialističkim kraljem i imalo vrlo negativan uticaj na zavet celibata Narada Munija.
But he said, if you want, then.
Ali rekao, ako želiš, onda.
So next day Narada Muni sat right in between two well-known princes.
Sljedećeg jutra Narada Muni je seo upravo između dva poznata princa.
He was sure that the princess would just he had a face from Lord, given to him by Lord Ramachandra. I mean, he had definitely the best chances, that's what he thought.
On je mislio i bio je siguran, jako uveren da će njega izabrati princeza, jer mu je Ramachandra dao lice, sam gospodin Ramachandra mu je dao lice.
When he sat down next to the princess were looking at him.
Kad je seo do princeza, ona je pogledala u njega i namrštila se.
Between the princes, right?
Prinčevi kad su ga videli, onda su se zgrozili na njegov izgled.
So then the princess came, the princess,
yes. Onda je princeza došla.
She looked at the first at the prince next to Narada Muni.
Gledala je princa pored Narada Munija.
And then she looked at Narada Muni, and then immediately didn't even look for long.
Čak dugo ni gledala u Narada Munija.
And she just passed by.
I prošla.
Narada Muni didn't know what to think.
Narada Muni nije znao šta da misli.
After all, he had a face given to him by the Lord.
Nakon svega on je imao lice koje mu je gospodin dao.
At the end of a long row, she finally put the garland around someone,
na kraju dugog reda tih prinčeva ona je nekome stavila taj venac.
It's a very interesting story that someone was no one else than Lord Vishnu, by the way.
To je interesantna priča, taj kome je stavila venac nije niko drugi bio nego Vishnu.
But Narada Muni couldn't know that, and he was totally hurt even.
Narada Muni to nije mogao znati, bio je čak povređen. Potpuno povređen.
And he asked the princess, why didn't you, I mean, is there something wrong? I mean, is it must be beautiful. And he said,
on je rekao, pa zašto nije mene izabrao, pa mora da nešto nije u redu, pa ja sam mora da sam jako lep. Oni su se prinčevi dalje smijali.
Why don't you go to the next mirror and look?
Zašto ne odeš do prvog ogledala i pogledaš se?
And when he actually went to a mirror and looked, he saw he had a monkey face. Maimon.
A kada je zaista otišao do prvog gledala, video je da ima majmunsko lice.
Yes, because Lord Ramachandra likes Hanuman.
Gospodin Ramachandra voli Hanumana.
Hanuman has his favorite, is his favorite face.
Hanuman je njegovo najomiljenije lice.
Yes. So he obviously he wanted to protect Narada Muni.
Očigledno on je htio da zaštiti Narada Munija.
Yeah. So Gospod Narada Muni, he was momentarily overcome by the influence of the materialistic people.
Znači, Narada Muni je bio trenutno preplavljen uticajem materialističkih ljudi, i ovo je bilo dobro za njega.
He must have opened his heart to them.
On je otvorio svoje srce njima.
So, Hare Krishna, I want to end here. I hope this lecture gave you something for your own spiritual practice.
Želim da završim ovdje, nadam se da vam je ova lekcija nešto pružila za vašu duhovnu praksu.
Yes, I can imagine that you have some further questions on this.
Mogu zamisliti da imate možda neka pitanja u vezi sa ovim?
But you're a devotee. I'm not this body. This is your slogan.
Sivata, ovo je tvoj moto.
I'm a spirit soul, Hare Krishna. I think a very important question here is, what is with our parents if they are against us?
Mislim da je ovdje vrlo važno pitanje,
against Krishna consciousness. Šta
je s našim roditeljima ako su oni protiv svjesnosti Krishne?
That's a great problem for many of our young devotees, because we are in Serbia and the family ties are much stronger than in other European countries.
Mislim da je to veoma važno pitanje, jer mi smo u Srbiji, a porodične veze su tu puno jače nego u drugim evropskim zemljama.
See, you must understand the psychology of the parents. They want mostly that you are happy.
Morate shvatiti psihologiju roditelja. Oni uglavnom žele da ste vi srećni.
And they can't imagine that one is happy as a devotee. It just doesn't make sense. Without TV and, you know, a servant of guru, and so on.
Oni ne mogu da shvate da je neko srećan kao bhakta bez televizije, sluga gurua,
Yes, because they do not have the same vision which you have.
Jer nema istu viziju kao vi.
So if you show your parents that you are happy as a devotee, provided you are a happy devotee,
ako pokažete vašim roditeljima da ste srećni kao bhakta, pod uslovom da jeste,
much of the problem can be solved there.
Većina problema se tako može rešiti.
Parents always they don't see things very philosophical.
Roditelji ne vide stvari vrlo na vrlo filozofski način.
They just want, is he happy? Does he still like me?
Oni oni žele da ste sretni ili pitaju se da li ih volite još uvek.
When a baby cries in the arm of the parent, the baby is not interested in a philosophical answer.
Kada beba plače u rukama roditelja, nije zainteresovana za filozofski odgovor.
It wants emotion.
Ona želi emocije.
Come dođi, to my chest.
Dođi na moje grudi.
Yeah, grudi, yes. The same thing is with the parents.
Ista stvar je sa roditeljima.
They want to be loved by their children.
Da žele da ih deca vole.
And if you don't give them that, you do the same mistake which you do when a little baby cries.
Ako to ne date, onda radite istu grešku kao kad mala beba plače.
It's interesting, the parents are karmically connected to the children and have the same needs more or less like the children.
Interesantno jer roditelji su karmički povezani s decom i imaju slične potrebe, gotovo iste potrebe kao deca.
Yes. The most terrible thing for a parent is when they want to hug you and you say, I'm not the body.
Najužasnija stvar za roditelje je kad žele da vas zagrle, a vi kažete, ja nisam ovo telo.
Like the baby, you know, when the baby screams and you say to him, you're not the body.
Ako dajte vrišti, ako plače, vi mu kažete, ti nisi ovo
there
telo.
There is no need to take you to the chest.
Nema potrebe da te uzmem na grudi.
Yeah. Or if they say, my dear son, and you say, you're not my otac any longer.
I ako vam kažu, dragi moj sine, ako otac kaže, a vi kažete, ti više mi nisi otac.
I'm spirit soul.
Ja sam duhovna duša.
Not the body.
Nisam telo.
They won't be able to understand this.
Oni neće moći to da shvate.
So if you know this very simple principle, you can avoid many difficulties.
Ako znate taj vrlo jednostavan princip, izbjeći ćete mnoge poteškoće.
But then we will take your question.
Maharaj, you just said now in the lecture that for the association it is very important to walk in the heart with another person than if it's possible to have association. We see that sometimes in an association of devotees it is very difficult to open heart, and it is the reason that usually someone will smash you and will tell, oh, you are wrong, you are sentimental, you are not doing good. And then also we can see that in karma world it is very often that people very easily open heart. They are still sitting in a restaurant drinking beer. But what is important is that they have some emotional dealings. And it is, as I understand properly, it is actually the need of the soul to love somebody and to be loved by someone. So, also, from this point, if you remember, all in one word. But I find now that it is missing very much. I mean, real strong
friendship, bonds of friendship. Mm.
That was the question.
Pranaji. It's very easy, he says. He feels there is a lack of personal relationships amongst devotees.
Kratko rečeno, on osjeća da postoji nedostatak ličnog odnosa među bhaktama.
This lack is there because, well, if there is this lack, then it is a lack of philosophical understanding, really, which is the cause of this.
Ako postoji taj nedostatak, onda je uzrok tome nedostatak filozofskog razumevanja.
Krishna is a person.
Krishna je osoba.
And we don't learn to develop personal relationships amongst us devotees, we cannot hope to have a personal relationship to Krishna.
Ako ne naučimo da razvijemo lične odnose, personalne odnose sa bhaktama, onda ne možemo se nadati da ćemo razviti lični odnos s Krishnom.
it's even said, for instance, in relationship to one's spiritual master, one can practice personal relationships which one needs to make a relationship with Krishna.
In relationship to the spiritual master. Da u odnosu na duhovnog učitelja da osoba može vežbati taj lični odnos tako da razvije svoj odnos prema Krišni.
But personal relationships must be there on all the different levels of relationships, very important to devotees.
Personalni odnosi moraju biti na svim različitim nivoima odnosa u odnosu na razne bhakte.
That is what the Chaitanya Charitamrita is almost all about. You know, you find the many loving relationships between devotees.
Gotovo cela Čitanja Čaritamrita je o tome, o različitim odnosima ljubavi među baktama.
Prabhupada has said in the beginning of spiritual life one tends towards impersonalism.
Prabhupada je rekao na početku duhovnog života osoba je sklona impersonalizmu.
While one is trying to give up one in the beginning of spiritual realization, said in the first paragraph, I think the sixth line, while one is trying to give up one's attachment to materialism, there's some leaning towards impersonalism.
Dok osoba pokušava da odbaci vezano za materializam, postoji težnja ka impersonalizmu.
You know, we hear at the beginning of spiritual life, you're not the body, and bodily relationships are just material.
Na početku duhovnog života čujemo da nismo ovo telo i da su telesni odnosi materijalni.
But there are also other relationships between people than just based on bodily concepts.
Ali postoje i drugi odnosi među ljudima koji se temelje na telesnom shvatanju.
There can be deep spiritual friendships.
Mogu biti, šta je bilo? Sam pogrešio. A koji se temelje na drugim stvarima, a ne na telesnom shvatanju.
Yes. And you need to experience this in this world, spiritual friendships.
I potrebno vam je to iskustvo, to duhovno prijateljstvo u ovom svetu.
In Germany they say to throw out the baby with the baby with the bathing water. You have such a thing in Serbian or such a.
U Nemačkoj kažu izbaciti bebu zajedno sa vodom u kojoj ste kupali.
Yes. You want to get
vodom.
Yes, you want to get rid of the bathing water, but keep the baby.
Želite se osloboditi te prljave vode kojom je beba okupana, ali zadržite bebu.
The same thing, you want to get rid of material relationships, but you need relationships.
Ista stvar, želite se osloboditi materijalnih odnosa, ali potreba vam je neki odnos.
Don't throw out personal relationships altogether.
Nemojte odbaciti sve personalne odnose.
Don't throw out the baby with the bathing water.
Nemojte baciti bebu zajedno sa vodom za kupanje.
Baby is valuable.
Beba je dragocena.
Yeah. So, it's very interesting. I heard a little while ago a lecture by His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj, who was in Dharamshala, that's in the Himalaya, and he watched the Buddhists, the monks, dealing with each other, and he saw that they were much more personal than sometimes devotees in temples.
Slušao sam lekciju od Radhanath Swamija, koji je bio na Himalajima u mjestu Dharamshala, gdje je video budističke monahe kako su ophode se personalno jedni prema drugima, i to personalije nego što se katkad bhakte jedni prema drugima ophode.
I personally think the reason is that in our movement we put a lot of stress on the relationship with Krishna.
Mislim da je razlog tome što u našem pokretu jako puno naglašavamo odnos s Krishnom.
But we overlook the other types of very important relationships for spiritual growth.
Ali previdimo druge vrste vrlo važnih odnosa za duhovni rast.
Do you know system of coordinates? It's in geometry.
Da li znate sistem koordinata u geometriji?
Very simple. So, you can describe any point by, you know, giving this dimension, let us say 5.3, then you can describe any point. Do you remember from school?
Možete bilo koju tačku opisati sa donjom i gornjom linijom. Da li se sjećate što je? Recimo 3 i 5.
It's geometry, isn't it called? These are called vectors.
Ovo se naziva...
Oh, so boring.
Vektorima. To je dosadno.
The idea is you can in theory describe it. Anyways, it's not so... If you only have this one dimension, this, let us say, which goes up, then you can't describe everything.
Ako imate samo jednu dimenziju, na primjer ovo koje ide gore, onda ne možete sve opisati.
You need two.
Potrebne su vam dve.
In the same way, you need two types of relationships.
Na isti način treba vam dve vrste odnosa.
One is jiva to Krishna.
Jedan je jiva prema Krišni.
And then is jiva to the devotees.
Jedan je jiva prema jivama.
And to the non-devotees.
I prema abhaktama.
There's this one thing goes up to Krishna, our relationship to Krishna.
A naš odnos prema Krišni ide najviše.
And then our relationship to devotees.
Zatim je tu naš odnos prema abhaktama.
It should be loving and giving.
Koji treba biti sa ljubavi i sa stavom davanja.
And then to the non-devotees, where we should also try to elevate them in their consciousness.
I prema abhaktama,
if possible.
Koje trebamo, ako je moguće, pokušati da uzdignemo njihove svjesnosti.
Yeah. We need to. But we sometimes stress only the one to God.
Kako naglašamo prema Bogu odnosno.
But it won't work if you don't have the other.
Ali neće funkcionisati ako nemate i druge.
Something serious is missing.
Nešto ozbiljno nedostaje.
You will not be a complete Vaishnava personality.
Neće biti potpuna vaishnavska ličnost.
So it can be easily corrected. If you have only one dimension, then add the other dimension.
To se može lako ispraviti. Ako imate samo jednu dimenziju, onda dodajte druge dimenzije.
Best is to start with one relationship because it's sometimes difficult to have too many relationships at once.
Najbolje je početi sa jednim odnosom, jer nekada je teško imati previše odnosa od jednom.
Try to and then add more and more.
Pokušaj i onda dodaj više i više.
It's the lifeblood of Krishna consciousness, friendship with devotees. But spiritual friendships, don't talk about your material past, but something helpful to spiritual life.
To je krv života u svesnosti Krišne, prijateljstvo s drugim baktama, ali nemoj govoriti o svojim prošlim odnosima, nego duhovno, u duhovnim odnosima u svesnosti Krišne.
So, Hare Krishna, it's 9 o'clock, I think you all, I'm sorry for letting you wait. I know we had made the arrangement that we wanted to start the lecture at 6 o'clock. Something came in between which we could not really plan. But next time we will be on time.
9 sati, znam da smo se dogovorili da lekcija bude u 6, ali nešto je izvan plana upalo između i sljedeći put ćemo biti na vreme.
Tomorrow evening we are in Novi Sad, I hear.
Sutra uveče smo u Novom Sadu.
In Novi Sad, yes. So we are not here tomorrow evening, but we are here tomorrow morning, and then the rest of the week.
Sutra utra sam tu, što smo tu I ostatak nedelje, ali sutra uče ne.
I have a personal request to all of you before you leave this temple room.
Imam ličnu molbu za sve vas pre nego što napustite kramsku sobu.
Please start in this week to develop one spiritual relationship.
Molim vas, započnite ove nedelje da razvijete jedan duhovni odnos.
With a devotee.
Sa baktom.
Or a friend who lives outside.
Ili prijateljem koji živi izvan hrama.
And see if something changes in your life.
I vidite da li će se nešto promijeniti u vašem životu.
A second suggestion or request is, please bring your friends to the Sunday feast on Sunday, which we have in a public hall.
Druga molba je da u nedjelju dovedete vaše prijatelje na Sunday feast koji imamo u javnoj dvorani.
It will be a fantastic Sunday feast.
To će biti fantastičan Sunday feast.
With very nice bhajans. I heard them from. I was in the room and I heard how our devotees practiced, and already that was beyond my boldest expectations.
Sa vrlo lepim bhajanima. Čuo sam I dole u sobi kako ovdje u hramu vežbaju. To je bilo iznad mojih najhrabrih očekivanja.
I think that next Sunday feast is very nicely suited to attract new people to Krishna consciousness.
Mislim da sljedeći Sunday feast je vrlo lepo planiran da napravljen da privuče nove ljude u svjesnost Krishna.
I will give also a very easily to understand and but at the same time very interesting lecture on reincarnation.
Ja ću dati isto vrlo zanimljivu I lako za shvatiti lekciju o reinkarnaciji.
Yes, I think your friends will like it, so please bring them. You can the address, where is it?
Adresa kako? Narodni univerzitet Božja Rađe, tamo u toj dvorani. 17 časova.
Mm-hmm.
Imamo još nešto karata.
Acha. Good, so thank you all very much.
Hvala.
Laku noć and Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.